You've joined us for a deep dive, and today we're looking at some notes you provided from MTDMA episode 61.
That's right.
Our mission, like always, is to cut through all the noise, really, and just pull out the key insights on Microsoft Teams Rooms and, well, everything around it.
Yeah, the whole ecosystem.
Exactly. So we'll touch on Teams Rooms on Windows, Android, panels, displays, the Pro Portal, BYOD stuff, Microsoft Places, and even some new certified gear.
Basically, your shortcut to getting up to speed. This episode, MTDMA 61, it's a good snapshot of Microsoft's focus in the collaboration space right now.
Good stuff. We want to get beyond just what's changing, right? But why it matters.
Precisely. The implications for users and organizations.
Okay, let's jump right in. Teams Rooms on Windows, MTRW, there's a new app version, 5.3.69.0.
Right.
Now, the thing is, this one's optional. And manual install only for now.
Yeah, that's the key point. It's not pushing out automatically yet.
And no big new features up front, it seems. More like groundwork, preparing for future hardware, maybe. Driver packages.
That's the idea. Think of it as laying the foundation. So, yeah, if your device is already on 5.2.115.0, there's no immediate rush to grab this one.
But it hints that maybe some new hardware capabilities are coming down the pipe.
Could be. Or just broader compatibility. It definitely feeds into longer-term planning, you know?
Makes sense. Okay, the MTRW roadmap. Always interesting to watch the timelines. PTZ camera control for mechanical cameras.
Yes, the moving ones. Pan, tilt, zoom.
That one slipped a bit, hasn't it? With SEPDEC then May, now looking like August.
Yeah, those dates do tend to shift. Integrating with physical hardware, especially older mechanical types, can be tricky. It's complex.
But it's still on the roadmap, which is the main thing.
Exactly. It shows it's still a priority. It's coming, just taking a bit longer.
We are seeing progress elsewhere, though. Updates to gallery view still looking good for FebVapor.
Uh-huh. Seems on track.
And live transcription, live caption translation, same window, FebMARP.
Yeah, those core meeting experience features, better visibility, accessibility. Those are moving along, which is great to see.
Definitely welcome enhancements. Now, this is interesting. Features hitting general availability, GA, in May.
Yeah, properly released.
Standard and basic licenses supported in the Pro Portal. That's big for licensing flexibility.
Absolutely. Opens it up.
Plus, joining a town hall as an attendee directly from the room.
Convenient.
And adding CVI coordinates to town hall and webinar invites.
CVI being?
Cloud video interop. Basically helps those non-Teams video systems join Teams meetings more easily.
Gotcha. So practical stuff landing soon.
Looks like it. Streamlining things for users.
Okay, looking further out on the MTRW roadmap, face recognition with cloud and teleframe. That's the AI framing, right? Aiming for June.
Yeah, building on that intelligent camera work, June is the target.
Stop recording on the console. That seems to have a wider window, SEP through to maybe Jan next year.
Uh-huh. And multiple camera views, the four streams also in that SEP-Jan timeframe. And town hall presenter support looks like August to Feb, so late this year, early next, seems packed.
Yeah, lots of richer features coming. The multiple cameras, more AI, it points to more dynamic meetings. Those longer timelines probably reflect the complexity, you know?
Right. Now, shifting gears slightly, but this is really crucial. End of life. Windows 10 support for Teams Rooms apps.
Yes, this is a big one. Pay attention, folks.
The date is October 14th, 2025.
Mark your calendars.
And it's not just the OS version. There's a specific list of hardware that won't be supported after that date.
Yeah, they've listed them out.
We're talking the Lenovo Hub 500 with the i5-7500T, the HP Slice G2 and Elite Slice with the same chip, the Yealink NUC, NUC7i5DNKE with the i5-7300U, the Crestron Skull Canyon i7-6770HQ, and the Lenovo Tiny PC.
So if you're running any of the specific models...
You need a plan. October 2025 isn't actually that far away when you think about hardware refresh cycles.
Absolutely critical for planning. Need to start thinking about upgrades now to avoid being unsupported and potentially insecure.
Okay, so that's Windows. But the Android side, MTRA, is also seeing a lot of action, especially with this AOSP migration.
Definitely. Big changes there.
The latest GA app version, March 2025 build, that's 14491.96.2025031102.
Bit of a mouthful.
Yeah. But it includes some nice fixes, that back key issue on some Logi remotes, fixed.
Oh, that's good. That was annoying.
Syncing the HDMI ingest sharing indicator status, that's fixed too. And the custom background reset bug?
little things, but they add up to a smoother experience. Good to see them squashing those bugs.
But the main story for MTRA is definitely the AOSP migration. The notes mention a guide, video overviews from people like Andrew Higgs, Matt Slomka, Graham Walsh.
Yeah, lots of resources out there, which is helpful.
And it sounds like OEMs are already rolling out the software updates, with the rest coming in April, so it's happening now.
It is. This move to AOSP, the Android Open Source Project, it's a pretty fundamental shift. Promises potential benefits in security, maybe more flexibility later on.
And there are key dates for the auto updates related to this, starting May 15th, 2025.
Right, that's when the phase rollout kicks off automatically.
There's also something about device code flow changes. Sounds like an authentication thing. Jeff Bart's blog has details.
Yeah, likely a more modern, secure way for the devices to authenticate. Important for IT and security teams to understand those changes. But May 15th is the big date for the auto update start.
Got it. Roadmap-wise for MTRA, we're seeing speaker recognition and attribution and manual PTZ camera control heading for GA in April, May.
Good. Bringing more feature parity with the Windows side. That's important for orgs with mixed environments.
The notes also detail the actual update process for 2025. Looks quite structured.
Yeah, they've broken it down.
Three phases. Validation, 0-15 days. General, 16-30 days. And final, 31-45 days.
Makes sense. Test, wider rollout, final push.
And for AOSP specifically, validation is May 31st to June 15th. General is June 16th to July 15th. Final is July 16th to July 30th.
So the goal is everyone updated by end of July. That structured approach gives IT admins predictability, allows for testing. It's a good model.
And one last point on MTRA. There's updated info on devices that won't support the AOSP migration.
Crucial. Just like the Windows EOL list, you need to know which Android devices aren't making the jump. That means hardware replacement is needed for those.
Definitely. Okay, moving quickly through panels and displays. Teams panel's latest app is April 14491.0.97.2025.3190.1. Mentions AOSP resiliency fixes.
Ties into the main Android update, keeping things stable.
And a feature hitting GA March, April, occupancy status on the panel. See if the room's actually free.
Very practical. Saves peeking in the door, right?
Exactly. Now, Teams displays. Latest app is 14491.0.95.2024.06.2804. Just bug fixes noted. But the big news, end of support.
Right. September 3rd, 2025.
But Microsoft is saying they'll maintain compatibility with the latest Teams app for about 2 years after that. So effectively support until SEP 2027.
Yeah, it's a bit nuanced.
Yeah.
Official support ends in 2025, but they're aiming to keep the app working on them for a while longer. Still, that 2025 date is the one for long-term planning.
Good clarification. Okay, Pro Portal news, new GA features, new job history.
Better tracking of admin actions.
And that basic and standard license support for MTRW we mentioned coming in May, there'll be a blog post.
Good. More details soon then.
Also in progress, MTRA health signals looking at poor quality specifically, and GCCH support coming in May too.
So better monitoring, expanding to government clouds, the Pro Portal is really becoming the central hub.
And a reminder, weekly office hours on Wednesdays for help, check the question mark icon in the portal.
Useful resource.
More GA features hitting now or very soon. Ad hoc individual desk booking, that was April.
Nice.
Auto update workplace presence using Wi-Fi public preview was April. GA targeted for June.
Automating that status.
Expanded peripheral auto association for BYOD spaces, May. Speaker attribution now on by default in BYOD rooms with better admin controls coming June.
Making BYOD rooms smarter, easier to manage.
And call quality reports for BYOD rooms in the Pro Portal. That's quite a push for BYOD management.
Definitely shows the focus on hybrid work and making those bring your own device spaces work well. Quality reports are key there.
Still on BYOD desk booking, room recommender for iOS is in progress, April May target.
Helping people find the right space on the go.
And mention of an at nearby feature. Sounds like finding resources close by.
Yeah, making it easier to navigate the physical office space. Very hybrid focused.
Okay, Microsoft Places. Deployment playbook is out, aka .ms Places deployment.
Good starting point for orgs looking at places.
And someone built a Microsoft Places viewer, an MVP. Links in the notes.
Oh, cool. Community tools are always great to see. Helps visualize things.
Places is that bigger picture strategy for managing physical and digital workspaces together.
Exactly. Yeah. It's broader than just meeting rooms.
Right. Lastly, new certified devices. Always good to see new hardware. Logitech Zone Wireless 2 native Bluetooth cert.
Sure.
Yealink SkySound CM50 Dante Audio Kit.
high-end audio there.
Logitech Rally Bar No Radio, that's an MTRW with an Asus Compute Box.
Interesting combo.
And two from Audio Codes, the RX VCam 50M camera and the RX VCam 70 dual lens PTZ.
So a good mix of audio, video bars, cameras, keeps the ecosystem fresh, gives people options.
Definitely. And quick mention of community events, empowering.cloud, Microsoft Teams Users Group USA.
Good groups to connect with.
Next MTUG session is May 21st, 2025. And the MTD AMA Discord for 247 chat, links are there too.
Always worth joining the conversation. Learn a lot from peers.
Okay, wrapping up this deep dive then. The really, really critical things to take away, that Windows 10 EOL for those specific MTRW devices, October 2025.
Action required there if you have those units, seriously.
And the MTRA AOSP migration. It's happening. Auto updates start May 15th. Know your timeline. Know which devices are impacted.
Absolutely paramount. Those are the big structural shifts.
Beyond that, though, just a steady stream of improvements, right? Across rooms, panels, displays, Pro Portal, BYOD, places.
Yeah, the ecosystem keeps evolving. Lots of enhancements constantly rolling out. It's important to stay plugged in.
So for you listening, thinking about that Windows 10 EOL, what's your first step to make sure your rooms stay up to date and secure?
Or maybe, with all these BYOD in places features, how might that change your organization's whole approach to hybrid work?
Good questions to ponder. Definitely check out the resources mentioned. Thanks for joining us for this deep dive.